Folks, we have two appointments to the Human Rights Commission, and we are going to lose them soon, so I'd like to ask that we move 916 next, please.
Appoint Sonia Marie Lakeman and Christine Wallace Caldwell to the Human Rights Commission for terms to expire August 15, 2020.
The Human Rights Commission works to eliminate discrimination and bigotry, to strengthen intergroup relationships, and to foster greater understanding, inclusion, and justice for those who live, work, study, worship, travel, and play in the city of Portland. In doing so, the commission is guided by the principles embodied in the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. During this time in our city and in our country, we need the Portland Human Rights Commission and the role it fills more than ever. The core mission of HRC and the work of the dedicated commissioners, both who are seated now, have been seated previously, and like yourselves, who will serve in the future, are pivotal in gathering and furthering the cohesive message we need to send as the city government and to our fellow community members. We need to commit as a city to employing a human rights lens to what we do across bureaus, and we're fortunate to have individuals like yourselves who are willing to serve as volunteers and to ensure the mission and keep us accountable. Today, we have Tatiana Elahalde from the Office of Equity and Human Rights, sometimes called OEHR in our acronym Latin world, here to introduce our newest appointees for the Human Rights Commission. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here with you all today, Mayor and Council. The Portland Human Rights Commission, now with these two new appointees, is at 11 members. And as you've stated, absolutely a time where we need the Human Rights Commission now, perhaps feeling like more than ever, both here for our municipality and worldwide for all human rights commissions based in municipalities. So we have with us today Chris Caldwell and Sonia Marie Leakum, and I have the pleasure of being able to work with them and the rest of the incredibly dedicated seated commissioners that we have on the HRC.
Colleagues, any questions? I'll just ask the basic, I'll let you answer. Could you just tell us a little bit about yourself and why in particular you wanted to serve on this important commission?
Sure, I'll start. Thank you very much. I'm Chris Wallace Caldwell. I think of working towards the rights of all humans to live without fear, to live with agency and dignity has just been a key component of my life. More recently, the inclusion of equity and diversity work within the organizational development work I do has become critical. I do a lot of strategic planning and increasingly looking at, we can't plan for a better organization or a better society without really examining at the heart our approach to inclusion, equity, and human rights and dignity. So I'm very pleased to be able to bring that back to the city of Portland, where I am drawn and lived and committed to seeing this be a better place.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Good morning.
Good morning. So my name is Sonia Marie Leakum, and I have spent the better part of the last 8 years of my professional career working on anti-genocide and mass atrocity prevention on a global scale, both in a professional capacity as the former executive director of the Oregon Holocaust Resource Center, and also through a number of volunteer opportunities that I've participated in. And for me at this point in time, I'm especially drawn to being able to have impact in my own backyard. I've been able to kind of look out on the global stage and done a lot of interception, a lot of reflection on where I want to put my energies now that I'm a mom, and here in my own backyard is where I want to be. So.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Colleagues, any questions? Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. Thank you for your willingness to serve. What do you see as the relationship between the Human Rights Commission and the City Council? What would you like from us as you join this commission?
You know, I'm very interested in how we can bring value and be a place. I know I'm just one of other commissioners at this time who bring different perspectives, voices. And it's not just the commission, itself. It's the commission reaching out and engaging regularly with the community and really serving as a liaison. So that I really see the Human Rights Commission as being part of that bridge, and to help work within the realities of city governance so that the concerns of the community can find a place and find real actionable measures that we can take together.
Yeah, I would say I see my role as really helping give voice to all of the community members who come to the table. I know that the commission, the Human Rights Commission, is looking at increasing dialogue and having more conversations with our community members in order to be able to bring their concerns to you. I think my personal hope is that we would see all of you showing up more regularly and asking for our help. If there are questions about certain issues, how can we help support many of the initiatives that the city is currently engaged in order to make the city a more accessible and equitable place for everyone?
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you. Is there any public testimony on this item?
Yes, we have 6 people signed up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the first 3 are Joe Walsh, Mimi Gurman, and Tiffany Kraft.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Joe Walsh, and I represent Individuals for Justice. Nothing I say should be taken as a negative of these wonderful citizens that have volunteered or asked to serve on this commission. I love volunteers. And actually, I love staff. I just have trouble with the elected officials. The resume of these 2 people are outstanding. You read the resume and you say, wow, we're really lucky to have these people, and we are, without a doubt. But it begs the question, if the commissions and if the committees have such wonderful people on them, why are we in such a mess? I don't have an answer for that. I've been doing this for a long time, and I don't have an answer for that. I don't have an answer for very bright people doing stupid things. There's no word. Some people say arrogant, some say delusion. They don't fit. What is it that very intelligent, bright, good people do stupid things? I don't have a word for it. I've asked a lot of friends. They don't have a word for it. You need to open up the process, I think. I'm going to suggest that. And what you did here today is really good. You should brag about them. I would brag about them. I'd take them home and serve them dinner. So you started the process. All I'm asking you is maybe the Human Rights Commission ought to figure out how in God's name we have a captain on a police department who's a Nazi. Mm-hmm. How is that possible, given all the liberals that are sitting up there? Sitting here are the activists. Sitting out there are these wonderful people. How is that possible? Maybe they ought to do a search to try to figure out how in God's name we lost that arbitration. How did that happen? I used to be a chief steward. I think some of you know that. I used to do arbitrations in the federal sector. You think it's hard here in the federal sector? It's very hard. You should have won that case. Someone ought to do a study and say, why did you lose it? And if the city attorney cannot handle the job, go out and get the ACLU, get the lawyers, Gilda, recommend some lawyers, and win these cases. Because he's a disgrace. You have to say that. He is a disgrace. You hear me, Kroger, captain of the police department? You need to say it, Fish. You're up for re-election. You need to say it, Talman. You're up for re-election. And we will force you to say it or you deny it. One of the two.
Thank you. Good afternoon, or good morning, sorry.
My name is Mimi Gurman, and I was here, I don't know, a while back when other people were being appointed to the Human Rights Commission in City Council. And what I know is we have a Nazi cop on the police force. We will not forget is not just a slogan. It's a reality so that we don't repeat the past. We're repeating the past right now. We have Nazis coming in here. They're going to be back September 10th. And Mayor, I really hope that you come out on September 10th to support us, not the cops supporting the Nazis. We were the ones targeted. It was wrong. It was dangerous. What I have to say about the Human Rights Commission is I don't know what they do for this city. We hear things about human rights across the world. Let's work for people across the world. And yeah, that's great. Our city is jeopardized by Nazi cops who go after protesters, who kill black lives on our streets. How many times already this year? Too many to count. One's too many. It's been at least three. I don't know why none of you are doing anything about this Nazi cop. I don't understand why Kruger's still on the force. I don't understand why nobody's hounding the union to redo arbitration if that's what's necessary. I don't know how all of this goes down. What I know is there's a Nazi cop on the police force. And Mayor Wheeler, transparency, cops, creating trust in the community. There are so many things that have not occurred since you've been mayor. This is one of them.
Well, let me be very clear. What you're talking about is a settlement that the city entered into in 2014, 3 years before I got here. And I don't like the settlement, but the settlement is the settlement. And so, you know, there are union rules in place. There is an arbitration process that is in place that I have to honor because those are the rules by which we work with our labor unions. And this issue, I would encourage people to Google it. It was well covered. I'm not saying it was the right conclusion, but it's not like I can simply say you're fired. I don't have that luxury.
I understand
in this
that.
Kind of a we have labor unions. And we have rules, and I'm required, and frankly, I should uphold those rules that we have in place with our labor unions. But I would encourage people to do a fuller, I'll use Joe's words, he's not here, due diligence on this subject. It was well
covered
3 years ago. I have
done due diligence on this subject. What we're left with is a Nazi cop working in Portland. Regardless of how this went about, he's still a Nazi cop in Portland. He's still damaging to communities here, knowing there's a Nazi cop in Portland, knowing that Joey Gibson's coming back on September 10th, knowing that we protesters and Antifa are going to be targeted again by the cops. This has to stop. Something has to give here. More than statements need to be made to stop this Nazi city from becoming a Nazi state. And I don't know what the Human Rights Commission is doing to help any of this. Let them get on board. Where were they last night at Overlook for the Neighborhood Association when the Neighborhood Association there was telling the houseless that they aren't part of the neighborhood when they are clearly part of the neighborhood? I have no idea how we won last night, but the good side won last night. I was there, and I don't even know how we pulled that off. But the fact is, it was like a white supremacist gathering in Overlook. Where was the Human Rights Commission then? All I'm saying is that the Human Rights Commission in Portland needs to act for Portland, and there's a lot of causes that need to get help.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Tiffany Kraft. So I understand the issue, and I'm still, though, we need to
press it and be vocal about it. Why do people need to protest a Nazi cop in city council? You ran on police accountability, and we need to do better than Trump. The language of partnering with outlaw, that's problematic to me. And in your statement, quote, released on the 7th, August 7th, I need a partner, I need a leader. But where is the oversight then? You don't need to be partners. You need to have accountability with outlaw as she comes in. And I'm speaking from personal experience, too. My dad's a cop, retired now. I inherited a keen understanding of the double standard that's lived. And I doubt any cop would deny that. Well, they might, but whatever. It's there. So that's the partnership language is very problematic to me, and I'd like you to revisit that. It's already in statement in bold, but please, please think about that. You know, it just raises the question, are cops above the law? This is sickening. And so even though if there's nothing you can do about it, we still need to keep talking about it. There's so many people I know, and I'm one of them, that wouldn't call the cops if I had a personal emergency. If I was being raped or my house was being burglarized, I mean, that might be the only time if I could get to a phone. But all other cases, heck no. That would put my life and those that are having an emergency around me in danger. This, heck no. I'm shaking even thinking about it. How is that possible? You know, we're all sick with what's happening right now in our nation. I mean, Trump is a white supremacist. He all but said it. He's defending the alt-right, Richard Spencer. Our universities, you might know I'm a former adjunct professor at Portland State University, and, you know, I defend student and faculty rights. Right now, you know, Florida had to release a statement. Texas A&M, they're having to release statements to protect students from the alt-right white supremacists coming to their campuses. One of the professors from UVA in Charlottesville, I'm sorry, he's a librarian. He is in the hospital this morning with a stroke, right, after Charlottesville. He's, you know, days later, people are so wrecked by what's happening. So we have to take a strong stand in Portland, Mayor. I'm begging you. And please really watch the language of those statements. We need oversight. You don't need to be outlaw's partner, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next three are Mike O'Callaghan, Dan Kaufman, and Standard Schaefer.
And folks, again, just as a reminder, this is about appointments to the Human Rights Commission, so please keep your testimony germane to the appointments to the Human Rights Commission. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Michael O'Callaghan again. Thank you. I support the people being nominated to the Civil Rights Commission. I find them to be, as the other speakers, to be ineffective. Civil rights were set up by our government to protect us from you. We're not getting very good protection. Search and seizure, the sweeps. She mentioned living without fear. Well, everybody on the street lives with fear. No doubt about that. And you mentioned a settlement as a settlement. Okay, and under the Anderson Agreement, the settlement was give 24 to 48 hours before sweeping, and indeed that has been dropped. So apparently a settlement isn't
no,
a settlement.
No, we still, I assure you, we still adhere to the Anderson Agreement, absolutely.
Excuse me, I just read in the Southeast newspaper.
So I love reporters and I love newspapers. I want to be very clear, they don't always get it right. We adhere to the Anderson Agreement.
Well, that is not what a Portland police officer said, and I'll get the article to you.
Please
he said
do.
That they are not giving that
like,
anymore.
I would like to
okay.
speak to said
But
police
I have a real
officer.
Problem, you know, with a Human Rights Commission, you know, and all these people out on the street. My goodness, you have no authority for sweeps. Now, you missed the first part of this in my statement. When I surveyed 24 people, 8 female, 16 male. They had spent an average of 6.5 years on the street. They were harassed by authorities an average of one a month, which makes 1,862 harassments, and there were two people that were cited for violating the camping ordinance. It's called extrajudicial punishment without access to the judiciary. Okay? Human Rights Commission, will you please deal with all this extrajudiciary process that our government is doing to us to make people crazy? My goodness, don't you have any compassion for human beings? 15,000 people on the street and you're just sweeping them all the time. Where are they expected to go? Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my testimony. My name is Dan Kaufman. I am a business owner and property owner here in Portland, Oregon. And I am delighted to support the new folks on the, or the our Human Rights Commission volunteers. So really appreciate their work and what they can do for us. I really also, Sonia Leichman, I believe, who is one of her key things is anti-genocide. Of course, that's something that we're very concerned about. Just a little historical reminder here, and I know you all are very aware of this and concerned about what's going on in our land today, but in the pogrom and the Holocaust around the time of World War II, the Einsatzgruppen from the Nazis, they went into towns, they worked with the police forces, they worked with right-wing militias, and those were the initial groups that started the genocide against Jews, people's neighbors pulling them out of houses, the police force. They supplied things like ammunition so that they could be, so that these Jews could be shot. So that is very concerning to me, and something that we need to keep in mind as we fast forward to what's happened in our city with the slashings and murders and by right-wing extremists, and what's happening in Charlottesville. And I know you're all very concerned about it. One thing that I find very interesting about what's happening in Charlottesville is that people who are out there with their masks off, so to speak, are being fired now because of it. People don't want to be associated with that. And yet, I find it very disturbing to think that we can't fire a captain on our police force who is a known Nazi. It's mind-boggling to me. Now, I understand what you're talking about, the arbitration or whatever, but these are concerns. The FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, knows that there are white supremacists who are infiltrating police departments. So this is where I would say Human Rights Commission can look into what's going on with the infiltration of our police department by white supremacists. When we have militia members, loose militia members, who come and join our police force to help arrest citizens who are fighting against Nazism and fascism on our street, what we should all be supporting, but we have these loose militia folks, the kind of people that shot Jews, pulled them out of their house and shot Jews in the pogrom prior to World War II, I'm concerned about spending millions of dollars on ammunition to go to our police force. And
thank
I oppose
you.
It. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name's Stanley Schaefer. I welcome this commission. They seem magnificently qualified. I don't welcome the process, which I felt like was a little bit secretive, and I think the reason why that's a problem is that there were questions I would have liked to have asked some of the candidates, which would have to do with how they might be able to inform us about any human rights violations that might be going on as a result of the city's undermining of the DOJ settlement around policing. And I also would like to know whether or not this commission would be willing to address whether or not the city has a right to investigate the tattoos on the police officers. Dan was referring to the 2006 FBI report showing infiltration of local police forces by white supremacists. That was 2 years after Kruger got caught. That report wasn't available at the time, but I don't know why that report's existence wouldn't allow you to reopen the settlement, because this is organized infiltration. It's documented very clearly. I can provide it for you if you'd like. And the other question I would have to have is, the question is why is the known Nazi Kruger up for promotion? I understand that as a result of that settlement, his record was erased officially, but we haven't forgotten, and he shouldn't be trained and given a leadership role, right? I mean, we know a little bit about the way the ordinary police operated under Nazi Germany. The ordinary police were much more brutal than the Stasi. They killed the bulk of the people in Poland. I mean, these are really serious concerns to some of us in this community who have watched as cops have denied to our faces the racial inequity statistics in the county and things like that. So I think it's a serious question whether or not we can look at these officers with these questionable tattoos, and we have seen Viking tattoos, and we do have reports of people seeing cops find homeless houseless people with Nazi tattoos and ignoring that there are warrants out for their arrest. These are the kinds of questions that I'd like to know if this commission can help us with.
Thank you. Very good.
Let's get rid of the Nazi cops.
Thank you for your testimony. Colleagues, I'll entertain a motion.
I have two more.
The list is closed.
Okay.
Who are the two? Are they two new people?
They signed up before the testimony started.
Very good. Please, go ahead.
Okay, Pork Chop and Chris Ramsey.
And then the list is closed.
Thank you. I'm Chris Ramsey. I'm sick, and of sick of it also. So the people up here for the Human Rights Commission sounded so dedicated, hopeful, sincere, willing. That's awesome. I would ask you guys to encourage a huge show of human rights support today with a no vote for bullets. And I would like to just tell you, if I may, a couple of weeks ago, we heard a domestic violence situation behind my house. My daughter's 14, and she suggested that we call the police. And I had to tell her why we wouldn't, because our neighbors are minorities. So my daughter sat there and listened to people get hit and cry because we weren't sure that calling for help would be helpful. It was really devastating for our family to have that discussion. I'll be there September 10th with Joey. I have noticed that there's hardly roving troves of anti-fascist people unless there's actually a group of fascists. It's kind of like a thing that's a response. So I just encourage you to not send Nazi cops out to face us. And I would love it if they would turn around and face Joey. I asked him on Facebook yesterday if he would disassociate and disavow white supremacists, Identity Europa, and Proud Boys from his groups, and he responded, "I love the Proud Boys. Why do you associate them with Identity Europa?" This is who's coming to our town. He came here June 4th after Ricky died and Taliesin died. I almost got maced at Jeremy Christian's first arraignment by your cops because we said bigot in the hall when he came out and said those horrible things. I don't even know what to do. I thought I would come here and you guys would want to hear and help. I'm not even a radical person. I'm only radical in my thought that we should not be afraid the cops will shoot people when they come. I had one more thing. Let me get my shit together. Joey also went to Seattle the day after Charlottesville, just like he came here, after those people died on our MAX train. Know who you're dealing with. And the person that you're going to send to stop him is this guy? That's crazy. Please don't mace us on the 10th. And please get your stuff under order, and please spend the same resources going after Kruger that your police force does targeting activists. Thank you.
My name is Mike Jenkins, for the record. I want to know where our rights are. We have no rights. I got put into a place called Bud Clark Center. Dan and Nick knows all about Bud Clark, don't we? We know that it's a heroin house that you can go do heroin in, and the cops don't have to do nothing with me. Two years ago, I lost my leg. I was put in there. Nick and Dan and Fritz, you all know about this, because I came in here screaming for help then, wanting help. I was being put on the streets because they refused service for me again. I've been put out there and put out there. Now, you put me in there, you put me, after 12 years of being clean and sober, you put me in a wet house where 196 deaths has gone on in 2 years. Now, I brought that up to you guys, and no one has ever come and talked to me further about that. Now, here I am fighting for my life again. You stole my bus. You took all this. You come out there and you go, okay, poor child, we're going to work with you this time. 10 hours later, I lose everything. I don't think there's no justice here with the cops, you know? Then I got people running me over that live in Lowellhurst Park. I got two rookie cops coming out there telling me that I have no rights. Then they leave. And then the homeowner comes home and runs over my wheelchair. Then takes the wheelchair and drags it into his driveway backwards. Then he takes the wheelchair and comes out and slams it on me. The woman pulls up, the wife pulls up, grabs the two wheels and hurts my other service dog. And this is what, and then the rookies come back out with the sergeant, and there's still nothing going on, and they say it's an accident. Well, you're looking at a chair right now that I had to go on. I had a max incident because I had to steal a chair from Fred Myers to get around. You guys have the police has no income for us handicaps. You just want to push us to the side and put us out. And I'm not doing it. Ted, I was at your house when you got mayor. I camped there.
You weren't home.
And you know what? I'll come again. If I get kicked out of my house Friday, count on me coming to your house. And to count on me bringing people. You know what? I'm sick and tired of being the one down. I worked my 12-step program. I got a clean and sober program. I got RSO with Kratom that I detoxed 27 rat kids that went to Rainbow. They're still clean today, 60 days, 70 days, whatever it was when we had the problem over there at 900 West Thunderbird. Okay? There's solutions. We need to listen to the people out here in the field, not the fucking government.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you, Ms. Likem and Ms. Caldwell, for your willingness to serve, and we appreciate it very much. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for your patience being here today, and Tatiana for being here also. Obviously, as the testimony has shown, there's a lot of concerned people in Portland and across the country, and so it's a particularly crucial time for you to be stepping up to do this. It's clearly impossible for the five of us or for the 11 people on the Human Rights Commission to solve every problem today. What we're going to try to do is do the best we can and engage our community to see how we can do better. So thank you very much. Aye.
Fish?
Well, it's clear we have two superbly qualified people who have put their names forward, and thank you. And I also appreciated the exchange you had with the mayor about the relationship between the commission and this council. And I hope we can continue to have that dialogue, because I think it is all of us share the goal of raising the profile of the commission and making their work more connected to what we do at council. So thank you for your service. Aye.
Wheeler.
Thank you. I want to add my plaudits. We have two really excellent people stepping forward to volunteer to be part of this important commission, and I agree with the testimony that said their credentials here are stellar and their experiences are stellar, and I think we can all benefit from that. We, as you know, on a related subject to some of the testimony, we are bringing back a proposal around community engagement with regard to the settlement agreement with the U.S. Department of Justice. We're planning on vetting that through HRC, so those of you who are joining that committee will have that opportunity to work through it with us. So we're pleased with that. The report is accepted and the